This is one of the most powerful nights of Jesus' ministry. The Feast of Passover, the gift of the Eucharist, the Last Supper, Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, and the new commandment. It is right and good that we observe and commemorate this night every year. It is important to our faith to remember and to reflect on all of these important events. Moses and Aaron received God's instruction on how to celebrate the Passover and to be spared from the death plague that struck Egypt. Jesus and his disciples continued in this same tradition, celebrating the Passover in the same manner. But death will not be avoided this time. The lambs were killed at Passover, and their blood was spilled and wiped on the doorposts by the Israelites, so that they would live. And the meat was roasted and eaten. During the Last Supper, Jesus got up, removed his garments that identified him as Rabbi, Teacher, Lord, and he take a towel and wrapped it around his waist. He changed from being at the head of the table to the floor where he washed his disciples' feet. Their dirty feet, their aching feet, sore and calloused, from walking through Galilee, Judea, Samaria, and other regions following Jesus. And yes, this was an awkward moment when, again, norms and customs were turned upside down. We read from Matthew 20, verse 28, that proclaims this. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. But we do serve. So many of us have taken off our coats and jackets and hoodies and put on aprons and tool belts and gotten busy doing God's work, helping friends and neighbors, helping your church, and strangers who are no longer strangers but new friends because you extended to them a helping hand or a comforting word. We have so many moments in our days and in our weeks and in our lives, when we can pause and think, will I face this moment, this challenge, this uncomfortable moment, with my outer garments still left on, or will I remove them and expose something of myself and sacrifice just a little bit of comfort and then tie on the towel and be kind to someone? Jesus returned to the table and he took bread, gave thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, Jesus took the cup of wine and said, "Take, drink. This is the new covenant in my blood." Do this in remembrance of me. Moses and Aaron and the Israelites through the ages celebrated the Passover, as did Jesus and his disciples. And we continue in the new covenant with our own sacrament given us by our Lord. And it is principal to our worship. And we do it in remembrance that Jesus Christ suffered for us and died for us and then rose again in glory. Jesus is the Lamb of God. His blood was spilled. He was lifted high on the cross and drew the whole world to himself, and by his suffering and death became the author of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. We do all this in remembrance of him. We know from reading on in John's gospel that this night continues and that it is a long night, with Jesus teaching his disciples one last time. And before he begins the long night of teaching, Jesus gives them the new commandment that they love one another just as he has loved them. And by this love, the world will know that they are his disciples. People will see that we are believers of Jesus Christ and that we are followers by those acts of love and kindness to one another when we tie on around us the towel of the servant. Amen.